Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one.
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, is the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition. And Jim Bob, excited to have on the line a Super Bowl champ, Pro Bowl receiver, Packer Hall of Famer, one of the most beloved and exciting players ever from both Kansas State and the Green Bay Packers.
That's right. We got Jordy Nelson on the line here. How are you, Jordy? I guess you're getting ready to go do some farming stuff here on us.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Living life in Kansas, enjoying the summer and into the fall, and always busy on the farm, but love fall because I love football and love my weekends, so it's all good.
Well, I understand. So you went up and you visited training camp this year a little bit. Tell me what you see.
Yeah, I saw some good things. The Packers looks like obviously got their young core that is developing over the last few years, and I think everyone should be excited to see the step that they're going to take and how consistent they can become week in and week out. So I think that's one thing I try to express if I do talk to some young guys, is I think everyone can have the flash in the pan of a good game, a good couple games, but it's what you can do consistently for 17 weeks now if you become that guy, and how you're going to react to all that attention on the field and what the game plans will be differently. So if you can do it week in and week out, that's when you'll start separating yourself and take it to another level.
You know, it's a hard team to figure out, Jordy, in the fact that, number one, they certainly surpassed expectations last year, and I think that the expectations this year are pretty high and strong. You know, it's a young team. It was the youngest team in the NFL last year, and they got younger this year with the addition of you know, with the 11 draft choices. And so the team just got younger. You know, so it's hard for me, exactly what you just said, when we look at the fact that the Packers got the fourth toughest schedule in the NFL of any teams out there. And so putting that upon a young team like the Packers, the fourth toughest schedule, you've got some really tough games that are in that scheduled there. What's your, you know, prognosis as far as how the Pack's going to do this year against this tough schedule?
I think they'll do all right. I think when you start at the quarterback position, and obviously I experienced that for 10 years having Aaron up there, the way Jordan finished off the year last year, the way he played in the playoff games, the way he takes care of the ball, which is ever since Aaron took over has been a staple there of managing that, the turnover ratio and stuff. So I think if you have a sound quarterback and a top quarterback in the league, you're already strides ahead of other teams. And that sets you up for success. And then what are you going to do when you hit those primetime games, if you will? And so I think they're excited about the new defense. I think that'll be the big thing, is how the new defensive coordinator adjusts to the NFL life, how the defensive guys adjust to him. But they got some primetime guys. They got some good role players, so I think they'll be in the playoffs, and then you don't ever know what will happen there and get hot at the right time.
Jordy, you mentioned a couple times the primetime situation, a young team that overachieved. How important is it to be in those situations? You guys, you know, won so much, won Super Bowls, but for them early on in their careers to experience those games with the big spotlight, everything on the line, big playoff games, just intangibly, like, what does that mean and how valuable is that experience?
It's extremely valuable. As weird as it seems, over the years, you definitely have learned that there's different speeds to the game. Obviously, you have practice speed, and they try to do more with the like preseason inter-squad scrimmages when someone comes, or joint practices, sorry, when other teams come in. And so that kind of amps up the practice speed. And then you go to a preseason game, which is a little bit faster. And then even like Sunday night and Monday night, when the lights are on and it's dark outside, and you know you're the only game that's on TV, that makes a difference. And then playoffs is another speed. I don't know how people play faster throughout. You know, you think you'd play your full speed, but the intensity is there, the energy is there, the speed is faster. So the more primetime games that you can get will prepare you for the playoffs. And obviously they, all the young guys had a taste of the playoffs last year, so they should be in good shape when those things happen.
You know, what do you think about going to Brazil for the opener?
I think it'll be interesting. I'm actually headed down there with a travel group to be down there to see all the festivities beforehand. And I think that'll be an adjustment. I think it works good that it's, I'd maybe go down there for the opener, then all the way to London in the middle of the season. But it's something they'll just have to handle. But sometimes you just get down there, you get locked in on the travel and what you need to do, and they won't be out and about, I don't think, too much, and get in and get out and hopefully come away with the win.
Yeah. You know, in regards to, you know, you went to camp and you got to watch the players and so forth. You know, we had a big influx of draft choices again this year. Were there any rookies that stood out for you that on this new draft group that you thought were going to be making an impact in 2024 season?
I didn't see much. That doesn't mean anything, to be honest with you. I was there with my boys, and so we were more casual than really inspecting and seeing everything. So I think Green Bay always does a great job drafting, not only for talent, but for personalities, things that fit right in that locker room and in that community. So, I mean, just based on history, I assume some guys will be able to go out and play, but it'll be fun to see and how they'll gel and how they even progress. I think that's one thing that Green Bay's always had, an established group. And then we always told the receivers when we were there as young guys, it's like, all right, you're probably not going to play much early, but by the last 5-6 games of the year, you're going to have a valuable role. And even in a playoff game, teams really start to try to take different people away, and you'll be able to step up and have a big game. Davante Adams did that for us one of his first couple years there. Had a huge game against the Cowboys in the playoffs. And you know it's eventually going to come, and they have to keep preparing for that and grinding through this regular season and staying fresh. And then when their opportunity comes, to make the most of it.
Jordy, you talk about, you know, as an organization and drafting well, and the Packers definitely do that. And just your thoughts on Jordan Love, his progression, and then the contrast to all of those expectations being thrown down in Chicago on Caleb Williams. It's obvious he's talented, but just that value of being able to sit and learn from great players and not all that pressure to deliver immediately.
I think it makes a big difference. There's a lot to learn when you get into a league. I think that's one thing that's not fully understood by just the fans and the people out in the community is, I mean, it's a different spot to live. It's different meetings, different coaches, different teammates, everything, trying to figure out a playbook. And then some of these kids, you know, they can come into the NFL at 20 and 21, and you're playing against someone 10, 15 years older than you. And that makes a difference. I mean, if you think back to like even high school and try to go against someone just as a freshman and a senior, how big of a deal? Well, they could be 10 years in and have all the tricks of the trade and a little bit bigger and a little bit faster. And so all that happens. And so to be able for Jordan to watch it for a while, have that experience, sit behind Aaron, honestly learn from Tom Clements, who's the quarterback coach, who was there with Aaron and there with Brett, and who is, I think, a genius in what he does and how he gets everything going, I think is huge for him. And now he has sat back. It probably wasn't fun for him because we all want to play, but sit back and watch. But now he's definitely showing what he can do, both physically and mentally.
I think that those are all great points. I think back when I was 27 and 28, you know, in the prime, I just feel that those were my prime years. And I think it does make a difference when you're lining up against that 21-year-old. I really do. I think there's a big difference there. And in some cases, you know, guys with 10 years of experience, especially on the line where that makes such a big difference. When I look at the players and I start looking at this fourth toughest schedule and everything, I've got the Packers going to the playoffs. And I'm going to tell you something. I've got a bold prediction. I think the Pack is going to win the division over the Lions. That's my thought process. I look at the first 9 games, and I wanted to talk to you about those first 9 games and get your thought process on it and so forth. Is it? But you know, the first game in Brazil against the Eagles, that's a tough matchup. What's your predictions on the Brazil outcome? And then give us what your predictions for the season for the Pack is, what they end up. I'm going to say that we're going to be 11-6. I think we're going to go 4-2 in the division. We're going to split games with the Lions. And I got to tell you, Jordy, you're going to be mad at me, but the El Bandito Yankees, Yankee and the wanted.com people convinced me that we needed a suite in Chicago. So not only do we have a suite in Green Bay and a suite in at the Chiefs, we've got one with the Bears. I don't want to get beat up next time I see you, but we have got a Bears suite so we can catch another extra Packers game. I wanted to let you know that. But I think the Bears are going to be good. I think we're going to split with Detroit. I think we're going to take two from the Vikings, and there's a possibility that we split with Chicago, and I hope that's not true.
Yeah, I think going down to Brazil to start with, I think the Eagles were in an interesting spot. I know they've had some turnover with their coaching staff, obviously did not finish the year off extremely well last year. Down the stretch, definitely struggled and did not perform well in the playoffs in that one game they had. And so I think there's a lot of unknown with them, as there usually is at the beginning of the season. But I think with the coaching staff, it's might be a little bit more of a feel out game. And I don't know how much they've played their guys this preseason to try to get rid of that. So I think I like the Packers' chance down there, just a little bit more continuity, especially on the offensive end, which I think is a big part. I think defense, you can survive a little bit more and learn and get through some of that. But offensively, it takes all 11 guys, and to have that continuity with each other and with the coaching staff with a new offense, I think will make a big difference. And I mean, what you predicted with 11-6, I think is what you said. Like, I see that happening or being right around there. I think the one thing with LaFleur, like, he doesn't give away a bunch of games. Maybe his playoff record's not as good as what some people wanted. There's opportunities there that have passed, but they are very steady throughout the regular season. They know the game plan extremely well. I think they get in, you know, week to week game plans. And yeah, I think division wise, it'll be interesting to see what Detroit does. I mean, teams who haven't had success and then they have it and the expectation, there's different weight and toll on that. But all of a sudden becomes pressure when you're expected to win, and just different things that even if you don't think about it or don't think it's happening, it's there. I think Chicago, I'll be intrigued by them. I think they do have some better skill guys. There'll be adjustment period. I think they'll be, depending on when you get them, I think if you get them early, it'll be a little bit easier, obviously, than late. And then Sam Darnold, Minnesota, will be interesting. They got some skilled players, decent defense, I believe, and how well he comes along and gets comfortable will be interesting. So, you know, division games are always tough. I think it'll be interesting how they all come out. But like I said earlier, I expect them to be in the playoffs. And you get there, they can always make a run.
Yeah, I think looking at the schedule, and I was paying attention to it the other day, and I was saying, man, the first 9 games and we go to bye is pretty tough. You got the Eagles, the Colts, and you got the Titans and the Vikings, the Rams, the Cardinals, and the Texans and the Jaguars. That's and then the Lions. That's a pretty tough schedule before the bye. And then you go from the bye, which I think is tough. You got the Bears, and then you got San Francisco at home, and you got Miami at home. Two tough teams at home. Then you go to the Lions, and then you go to the Seahawks, and then got the Saints, and finish it up with the Vikings and Bears. It's just I look at it, man, it's the fourth toughest schedule. I haven't even looked to see who had the toughest schedule, but that schedule right there seemed pretty darn tough to me. But I think that we're going to have fun this year. And if Jordan picks up where he left off, boy, we could have a real gangbuster going on the first 9 games. I'm excited about what we're going to see that first half of the season. And then, like I said, I think we win the division and we go 11-6 or maybe even 12-5 and we get into the playoffs. And hey, we were one play away last year. I think we'll see how the young guys respond, man. It's a very, very young team. This is the youngest team. I haven't checked the stats, but this might be one of the youngest teams ever to play in the NFL.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And obviously you throw health in there, you have no idea. There's a couple of guys, obviously you think about Christian Watson, who's always been in and out. If they can keep him on the field for 17 games and be as explosive as he can be, would be great. So there's obviously the unknown, but the excitement and the hope leading into the season is always fun, and then you just hang on for the ride.
Quick question. I know Dane's dying to answer, get an answer on something, but what did you see the new helmets? Did you see the new uniforms? What do you think of the white helmet?
I've seen those white helmets before, not for like through memorabilia stuff, not for an actual game. They look good. I thought the Packers would never change it. I thought they would stay with the old traditional stuff, but it's a new age now, so it'll be fun for a game, and I know the guys will like it, but it'll look different for sure, but they look clean.
Yeah, I think the Minnesotas look clean too.
Jordy, so much success as a player, but now you enjoy the games and experience them as a fan like so many, and we've been getting some texts in and want to know how Jordy Nelson celebrates, and ideally it would be whether it's Kansas State, right, or if it's the Packers, it'd be with the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee. But we want to know, how does Jordy Nelson celebrate a victory these days?
Oh, man. Usually by the time the victory is over, I'm settling down. I've had too much of that stuff beforehand, so it's getting dialed back and get ready for bed. So even when I was playing, pretty low key, go home, relax, and get ready for the next day. But I do love, we go tailgate K-State games every Saturday. My Saturdays are blocked off more so than my Sundays for football. So it's always fun to hang out there. If it's with the tequila or even a beer or something, it's always a good time. And yeah, it's always fun.
Good to hear. Jordy Nelson breaks out the Bandito, Jim Bob, at those games, specifically K-State and the Packers. And we'll have links up. Jordy, do you do any social media stuff? People are so excited to see, but you have kind of a low profile. Obviously, with the farming, you're super busy, but where can people keep up?
I don't do much social media, so there is nothing out there. I got a Twitter page, but I don't even post anything on it unless I have to for other reasons. And besides that, I stay off of it. I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest with you.
Jordy Nelson, big fans on the K-State side. Of course, so many Packer fans excited to hear your perspective, has done it all, and now sharing his thoughts, Jim Bob.
Well, I tell you what, I enjoy the time I've been with Jordy and his bride, Emily, and we appreciate everything he brings to the show when he's on and so forth. But hey, buddy, we kick off Kansas State. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I will see you there. We'll be breaking out the Bandito together, brother.
That sounds like a great idea. Yeah, it's talk about a football season with a lot of excitement and hope. That's the Wildcats for sure. So it'll be fun to see what happens.
Be interesting to see how the new conference fund folds and everything. I guess we're picked to be second. Utah's picked to be first in the new Big. It's the Big 12, but I think we got 24 teams in it. I mean, I can't keep up. I'll tell you what's hard, man, is that all of these rookies that we've got and all of the first year and second year players on the Packers, it's really hard to keep track of all this stuff when you've got all these new guys coming in. It's equally as hard to keep track of all these new conferences that are getting developed and so forth in college scene. That's crazy, man.
Yep, it's evolving every day, so who knows where it ends up.
Buddy, hey, good luck with the crops and everything, and we'll see you this season. We'll see you at the first games at Kansas State. We'll get together up in Green Bay.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.